Daily I said, worship thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. 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 Oh, daily I shall worship thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. And so, Father, we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise. We come before your presence to magnify your name, to glorify your name, and to make your name great in this place. For you are a strong tower. God, the righteous can run into your name, and we can find safety in your name. God, you are a way maker, God. You make ways out of no way, God, when it doesn't seem like anything is going to go in our favor. God, you make ways out of no way, God, and you are consistent and faithful, God. God, you are a healing God, for you are still that balm in Gilead. You are still, oh God, the healer, the deliverer, the savior of our souls.
Your blood still sets free, even yet today. Your blood still cleanses and still makes whole, even yet this day. God, we thank you for being a healer, God, a provider and a way maker, God. We thank you, God, for being a strong tower, God, the wheel in the middle of a wheel. God, we thank you for being the rock of our salvation, for our hope is built in nothing less but in Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Our hope is built in your consistency and in your faithfulness. Our hope is built in your words, oh God, that speaks life to us as we learn more about you. We thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence to lift up your name. For you said when you are lifted up that you will draw all men unto you. And God, it's our endeavor, it's our mission, God, on a daily basis to worship you and adore you, God, so that we may draw you near to us, that we may call upon you, God, and that you may answer us, Lord, and that we may make your praise so glorious, God, that you will come in and you will inhabit the praises of your people. God, we're nothing without you. Oh, God, we can't move without you. We can't breathe without you. We can't live without you, God. We can't think without you. We have no hope without you, God. So daily, God, we try, oh, God, to press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. On a daily basis, God, we want to confess our sins, Lord, because you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. God, daily, God, we desire, God, to walk under your anointing, God, to fulfill the purpose that you have for each and every one of our lives on a daily basis, God. We don't take tomorrow for granted because tomorrow's not promised, Lord. And since tomorrow's not promised, God, we just want to focus in on the present, the gift, the blessing that you have allowed us to see this day. For God, your mercies are new every single morning, God, because you're faithful, you're great, you're just. You're consistent, God. You never change. You don't say one thing, oh God, and then say another thing the next day. But every single word that has come out of your mouth, Lord, you have already declared that your word shall not return unto you void. That means what we read in your word, God, we understand first that your word, oh God, is your word, God. You inspired men to write the word of God to encourage, oh God, the people of those days, God, and the people of today's time, God. Your word is consistent, God. It's not just for a season, God. Your word is for life, oh God. It's for a young child, God. It's for a senior adult, God. It's for every generation, God, your word. And so, God, we thank you, God, that your word will never return unto you void, God. But every word that proceeded out of your mouth, oh God, it will accomplish what you set forth for it to accomplish, Lord. So we must stand upon your word, God, on a daily basis. We must stand upon your promises, Lord, on a daily basis. We must hide ourselves in your word, God, because your word is a lamp unto our feet and your word is a light unto our pathways. Light our pathways today, Lord. For we know not what's before us. We know not what's ahead of us. We know not what the enemy may have in store for us. But you're the God that sits high and looks low. So, God, you know our ending from our beginning, God. You know the way that we need to take. You know the way that we need to go. God, you know the door that we need to open. God, have open, God. You know, God, the way that we need to have made, God. You know the healing that we may need in our body. God, you know, oh God, the sickness, oh God, that may be trying to work its way in, God. You know, God, the difficulty we may have coming in our finances. God, you know, oh God, every step that we need to take. And you know our ending from our beginning. So, God, we pray that you would order our footsteps. God, breathe your word unto us, Lord. Enlighten our pathways, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us not to lean unto our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, God. We acknowledge you, Lord, this day. That's why we've come before you, God, this morning with prayer and singing. That's why we've come before you, God, praying to you, oh, God, because if we try to go through this day without seeking your face, God, we are doomed for failure. And God, times are too hard now, God. Life is too difficult, God, today to live without you. I don't know about any other day, God, but I'm nothing without you today. God, I can't live without you. I can't breathe without you. I can't think without you, God. I can't go without you, God. And I want to move forward each and every day of my life. So, God, I need your word to lighten my pathways, Lord. I need you to lead, guide, and direct your people, God. Give us wisdom on high. God, you said those that ask, God, you give to us liberally, God, freely, God, if we ask of wisdom, Lord. Solomon asked for a great thing, God. He didn't ask for silver and gold. He didn't ask for houses and a harem of women, God. But when you came before him, God, and asked him what he needed, Lord, he said, God, I just need wisdom, Lord, how to lead your people. Lord, he could have asked for your presence, God, your never-ending presence, Lord. He could have asked for some things that were more supernatural, God, and mightier, God. But he didn't act selfishly, God. And so you blessed him, God. You gave him, oh, God, wisdom, God, and you blessed him with riches, Lord, because he was unselfish, Lord. He sought your faith, and he sought your direction. We seek your direction this day. For, God, we can't do anything without you. We may have plans. God, I have plans to go to work this morning. God, I thank you for allowing me to make it down to Portsmouth yesterday to attend the homegoing celebration of Gene Stevenson, God. And now, since I was off yesterday, God, I plan to go to work to accomplish some things that were still left on my plate on Monday. But, God, I just don't want to go in the day. I may have already made some plans. Yes, I'm going to work, Lord. And yes, I plan to try to come back home early, Lord. I plan to, oh, God, to get myself finalized on Bible study, God. I've made some plans for the day, God, but I God, the plans that I have, God, are nothing if you are not on my side, God. Yes, I may need to go to the bank. Yes, I may need to pay some bills, God. But, God, I need you to order every step, God, not just a call upon you, God, when I'm in trouble, Lord. But, God, I need you, oh, God, in the good times, Lord. I need you, oh, God, in the high times, Lord. I need you, God, even in the low valley experiences, God. I need you, Lord, each and every day of my life, God, to order me, oh, God, and direct me, oh, God, and to breathe into me, God, so that your spirit might have its way in my life in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, because there's some things that we plan, God, that is not in our best interest. We trying to make some decisions, God, and we don't seek your face. We don't, God, we don't yield to you. We don't act for your will to be done. And then we find ourselves in difficult situations. We find ourselves in heartaches, oh, God, in pains, Lord, and in the wrong place at the wrong time, Lord. But, God, we don't want to find ourselves in that way. Light our pathways, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may see your glory, God. Not just feel your glory, but we need to see your glory manifested in our lives this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Lighten the pathways, Lord, because when you lighten the pathways, oh, God, those traps that the enemy has tried to set for us, oh, you will let us see them, Lord. You will guide us and direct us, Lord. We'll see, oh, God, that somebody's trying to egg us on, God, that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart, they need to be acceptable unto you. So God, bridle our tongues, oh, God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may not speak those things that are not like you, but that we may speak those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, those things that are just, those things that are holy, those things, oh, God, that will bring you glory. God, speak, oh, God, through these lips of clay on this day in the name of Jesus, that your praises may spring forth, that your praises may exude out of us, that your praises will continuously be on our mouths. We must offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. These lips are made for blessing, not for cursing. How can the same, how can two different things come out of the same fountain? Bitter water can't come out of the fountain that sweet water comes out. It either has to be sweet or it has to be bitter. Lord, make our speech, God, make what comes up out of us, God, make the words of our mouths, oh God, be acceptable in thy sight, that we may breathe light, oh God, wherever we may go on this day. Because you've anointed us with power. Still reveling, God, on a couple of messages ago where you have blessed us with transformational power. You transformed us, God, that we may be witnesses in Judea, in Jerusalem, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. You blessed us, our lips, God, to be a blessing, to pour out blessings, not cursings, God, not, oh, God, words that make you shame, God, not things, oh, God, that don't bring life, but instead bring death. You placed, oh, God, a power, oh, God, in this little bitty rudder, this little bitty tongue that's as great as a little rudder on a boat. that steers a boat, God, to different directions. That as the tongue is just as great as the bit in the horse's mouth, Lord, that can direct that horse to the left or direct that horse to the right, God. It's a little bitty thing, but it has great power. God, help us to put this tongue under subjection. Help us to bridle this tongue today. I'm not talking about tomorrow. I'm not talking about next week. But God, what you have in store for us today. God, the enemy tries to come in, steal, kill, and to destroy. And God, oftentimes we speak words of death into our life and into situations. We speak words, oh God, that don't build up. They don't uphold. We speak words, oh God, that don't bring light, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak things, oh God, we try to speak things that are not as though they were, God, but we must speak those things that will bring about light in the mighty name of Jesus. So transform our minds even now, Lord, that we may seek your face, Lord, that we may yield to you, Lord, that we may humbly submit ourselves to your authority and to your way in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that we may say yes to your will, God. Those are the words, God, that we must say, God. Oh, God, that life may be wrought in us, that life may be breathed into us, that life, oh, God, may be our focus, God, that life, God, will come into our homes, Lord, that life will come into our finances, God, that life will come into our jobs, Lord, that life will come into our spouses, God, life will come into our children, God. We have that authority, God. We have that power, God, to speak life and not death in the mighty name of Jesus. So transform our minds to take away the spirit of complaining, to take away the spirit of confusion, to take away the spirit of bitterness, Lord. Speak life into us now, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may declare, God, I won't let you go until you bless me, Lord. That, God, you are the head, oh, God, of my life, and I yield my word, my life to you. You are the head of everything that I am, God, and I surrender. I give myself away, Lord, that I'm not going to speak, oh, God, unless you direct me, Lord, because you told the disciples, God, oh, God, that after they were filled with the Spirit, don't worry about what they need to say, but when they get to that place, you'll give them just what they need to say and more. They were sold out on you, that your words would be true, that your promises are true, that God, they didn't have to worry about anything, Lord, that the Holy Ghost will give direction, give what to say, what not to say, how to say, God, in every situation, in every instant, in everything, every area of their life. Holy Ghost, come tomorrow and have your way in the lives of these people right now in the name of Jesus. Cast the devil out of the minds, Lord. Cast the devil out of the wheels, Lord. Cast the devil out of the way. God, we're being deceived by a trickster, God, today. And we find ourselves not assembling ourselves together with the believers. We find ourselves not being, God, oh, God, accountable in the things and our actions, God, and the things that we are doing, Lord. But every step that we make, God, we have an ability to make your name glorious. Every move that we make, God, we have the ability, God, to make your name wonderful and your name glorious. Every place that we go, you've already declared that we are the light of the world. God, not the lights, excuse me, Lord, but we are the light of the world. That means it's only one light, Lord. It's not a whole bunch of lights, but it's just one light. So when I go, I represent the light, God. When my wife goes, she represents the light, God. Well, God, when our children grow, they represent the light, God. They represent the one and only true God, the keeper, the lover of the world, the creator of the world. We represent you. So, God, help us to be those lights today, accountable lights, lights that are subject to your will. Lights that are willing to, a light that's willing to say yes to your will, Lord, yes to your way, that we may yield to your will, God. I'm in a prayer of submission today because we're getting too far off the track. We just got off of our consecration, God, and it appears that some people are falling to the wayside. I don't understand, God, and we've been committing ourselves. We've been laying before the Lord, God, and people are still falling away. But, God, you told us on Sunday, don't worry, don't fret. Just continue to praise, because what we see now is not what you have in store for this great ministry. You told us 2 days in a row, Lord. Two totally different people. Don't get so comfortable. This is not your permanent home. Do what you need to do. Don't put up no more pictures. Don't put up no more signs. Don't put up anything else in this building, because this is not our final destination. So both preachers encourage us to continue to plug on, to continue to press on. Hallelujah. And they didn't even know my theme, God. They didn't even know the theme that you gave us. But both of them encouraged us as a ministry to continue to move forward. Some people will fall upon the wayside. Continue to move forward. Don't stop praying for them, but continue to move forward, because God has something greater in store for us. So how do we get there, Lord? Reminded to pray. Men ought to always pray. We can't try to plan out a day. We can't have great expectations for the day. We can't, guarantee victory for the day without seeking your faith. So we find ourselves coming before you on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays in corporate prayer to seek your face, God, to say yes to your will, Lord, to say yes to your way, Lord, God, to say that you are my head, and God, you are my tail as well, God. You lead me, God, and where you lead me, I'll follow. But God, as I follow after you, your word says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So as you lead, God, and direct me, you protect me from the front, God, and you got goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, so I am protected, God, and so no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. It may form, but it can't get past my God. My God is too strong, and my God is too high, my God is too wide, God. You are too great, oh God, to be defeated. You can't be flanked, you can't be overrun, you can't be overwhelmed, oh God, but you are a rock even in the midst of a weary leg, God. I want to say, thank you, God, today for being everything that we need and more. That's all we have to do is seek your face. Turn from our wicked ways. Lay down sin and lay down weights and the sin that easily beset us. God, help us to learn the scripture, what the scripture exactly says. Because I'm also reminded that you shall supply all of our needs. And what's amazing that I caught that, God, it's just a need. It's not needs, God, but you, God, you see everything that's about us, God, as a necessity. It's not just one thing is greater than another, but God, whatever it is that we need, God, you shall supply. We don't have to put any, oh God, additional things on it. It's just each and everything that we need, God, you're supply all of our needs, God. So we need you, God, today, desperately seeking after you. Desperately seeking after your anointing. God, desperately seeking after your grace. God, desperately seeking after a greater, a closer walk with you. God, we're desperately seeking after a better relationship with you and a better relationship with one another, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need, oh God, you to help us to love one another. That's, oh God, a part of the premise, the motto, God, the ambiance, the character. Thank you, Holy Ghost, a praise center, is that we are a church that loves. We don't condemn, Lord. We don't put down. And so the preacher told us, God, some people are going to come in that don't look like us. Some people are going to come in that don't smell like us. Some people, God, are going to come in that don't know the word of God like us. But God, you will send them here, God, because they'll know that we are a praying church, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm just repeating what the man of God told us. He said people are going to come in, they're going to hear about this church, that prayers are answered at this church. Hallelujah, God. There are churches all around us, Lord. But this will be known as a church that prays. We're going to come and pray for you. And we're going to come in and submit you before our Almighty God, knowing that he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. But it's according to the power that works in us. And the power, God, that works in us is your spirit. It's our knowledge of the word. Knowing that, God, you said that we'll be able to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You promised, Lord, that we would do greater things than you did. And so anoint us, God, with the power that we need this day to do great work for you. Help us to be the light that we need to be. Help us to be the salt that we need to be today. Help us to be the vessels of honor and not vessels of dishonor in the mighty name of Jesus, that where we go, we represent you. We make your name glorious. We put your name on a high pedestal, Lord, so that they may see our good works, God, but give you the glory, give you the honor, and give you the praise, that somebody may say, what must I do to be saved? Because when trials and tribulations come your way, you don't react the same way that I react. You don't do the same things that I do. You do something different. There is something different about you. You're the difference maker, Lord. For when I was deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, Lord, when I was not even thinking about you, even when I found myself disconnected from you, God, help us, Lord, today. Because sometimes we think that we're in the right state, we're in the right position, and we're so far off course because we're not connected to you the way that we need to connect to you. Help us get connected to you today. You are the vine. We are the branches. We only have life if we are connected to the vine. We only have favor if we're connected to the source of the one who brings favor, who grants favor, who gives favor. We only have life if we're connected to the one that is the giver of life and also the taker of life. God, you are the source of everything that we do and more. You are the source of our victory. You are the source of our hope, Lord. You are the source of our life. And so, God, we are nothing without you. We're not victorious without you. We can't go above without you. We can't do anything without you. So I'm thinking of the song just popped up in my head. Without you, I can do nothing. Without you, I would fail. Without you, I'll be like a ship without a sail. And so I thank you, God, that I don't have to roam on my own. I thank you, Lord, today that I don't have to go on my own. For every time you told the people of God to go, to move forward, you let them know to be of good courage. Fear not, for I will go before you. Every time, Lord, when they submitted to your will, when they sought your face, God, you went before them. God's countless story after countless story. God, Jehoshaphat said, is there a word from the Lord? You told them that the battle was not yours, but it belonged to you. And when Jehoshaphat heard those words, he bowed down before you and called a solemn prayer across the nation, Lord. Oh, God, that the people may lift up your name, that the people may glorify you, that the people may honor and adore you, that they may worship you in spirit and in truth. And lo and behold, as they praise you, as they sent Judah first, Lord, you did the work. You set up ambushments for those that were against them. And you defeated that army, that great army that was before them, that great army that had besieged the people. God, you not only did it for Jehoshaphat, but I recall that you did it for Hezekiah as well. They were surrounded, God, by the enemy. The city was under besiege, Lord, and they didn't even have no water or any resources coming in. But, God, you fought the battle, Lord. You gave them the victory, Lord. You opened up the way. It did not look like it was going to work out for their good, but, Lord, your word proved true that all things work together for the good of those that love God and those that are called according to your purpose, Lord. God, but it only works as if we love you and that we are called according to your purpose. That means we must be lined up with your will. Not my will, Lord, but let thine will be done this day. Shape us and mold us, God, today into vessels that you need for us to be. There's no point of us going through the day just going around like everybody else blind. God, we don't want to walk around blind. But God, I want to see what you have for me to see. I want to do what you have for me to do. I want to go where you would have for me to go, and I need for you to order the steps. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. That means if I want to be good today, if I want to be victorious today, if I want to be more than an overcomer today, I need the Lord to order my footsteps. That means he's going to lead me to pray. That means he's going to lead me to worship him. That means he's going to lead me to Bible study if the doors of the church are open. That means he's going to lead me to intercede on behalf of someone else. That means he's going to lead me to trust him in my finances. He's going to lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, because I represent you. When I don't fulfill your purpose, God, I make your name shameful. I make your name, oh God, of no esteem. Oh God, when I fall short of your glory and I make your name shame, God, oh God, I bring down your name. And I don't want to do that today. I refuse to do that today. God, it didn't happen yesterday. It didn't happen the day before. But God, I can't worry about the past. Yes, I may have been victorious yesterday. Yes, I may have represented you wisely, oh God, and greatly last week. But God, today is a brand new day. It's a day that you made. It's another opportunity to fulfill your purpose. It's another opportunity for us to attain the mark for the prize. Get to the mark. Get to the prize for today, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus on this day. Not tomorrow, not next week. But God, I have another opportunity to get things straight. I have another opportunity to get life straight. I got another opportunity to God to draw closer and nearer to thee. Another chance. And you're such a God of mercy, a God of consistency, a God of favor, a God of love, a God who's patient with us, a God who's kind with us. And we thank you for that graciousness. We thank you for your non-failing love, your unconditional love, that even when we're in sin, you still love us. Even when we fall short, you still love us. Even when, God, we don't think about you, you're still merciful, you're still kind. And so, God, this morning we say thank you. As we seek your face, as we seek your anointing, pour out your spirit upon us this day in the name of Jesus. For you said in the last and evil days, you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Young men will dream dreams and old men will see visions. God, spring forth life into us by pouring your spirit in us in the name of Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, drive out everything that's unlike the King, that's unlike our God, that's unlike you. Drive out everything in us that's unlike you, so that we may reflect the image of the one who created us. For we were made in the image of God. We were made in his likeness, shaped and formed with this outer garment, so that we may live in this world. But God, I want your spirit to have his way in the lives of your people today, that we may walk under your anointing, that we may walk in your favor, that we may walk in your power, and that we may represent you to the fullest, represent you in our homes, represent you in our relationships, reflect you on our jobs, reflect you as we drive to work, reflect you as we make our way back home from work, reflect you as we get our lunches. We don't want any little foxes to come in and destroy the vine, to destroy the work, to destroy what we are building up, oh God, for you. And God, you are making us a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, somebody special. You are making us into a church that's special, a church, God, that you love, a church that does not want to turn away from its first love. We don't want you to have any oughts against us. We don't want you to have any ill will against us. So, God, help us to remain steadfast in you. And our first love as a ministry, God, is to lift up your name, to always offer unto you a praise, God, because when praises go up, blessings come down. That's what you've ingrained into this ministry, that we are the center of praise, God, that we are praise center, God, and so the praises should rise up among us first. We should be quick to bless you, quick to magnify you, quick to lift up your name. And no matter where we find ourselves at, because we're just extensions of body, Lord. We don't have to be here, God, but wherever we are at, we can be the center of praise. And when people say, oh, man, things are just always going wrong, and we can just have a better word to say, but God is still able to do something great even in the midst of mess, even in the midst of a situation that smells. God, give us the words to lift you up in no matter what state we may find ourselves in, that we understand that you work things out for our good because you know our ending from beginning. You know what we need to do today to accomplish the task and the purpose that you have for us this day. You already know because you have an expected end for us this day, not tomorrow, not next week, but you have an expected end, thoughts of peace and not of evil. So where we at, God? You already know where we need to go today. So order our footsteps, Lord, and come to our rescue. Lead, guide, and direct us. Grant us favor. Grant us strength. Grant us wisdom, Lord, today. Pour out your spirit upon us, Lord, and let the fruit of your spirit abide and rise up in us. We need some more love. We need some more meekness, gentleness, and temperance, and faith, and long-suffering, and self-control, God. I know I missed a couple, God, but you know just what we need, goodness, and I forgot goodness, God. You know just what we need and more. So manifest yourself in our lives. Continue to use us for your glory, and allow us to be the vessels that you need for us to be. And so, God, before I in this prayer this morning, I want to pray for my dear brother, Brother Earl Stevenson. As we celebrated the homegoing of Sister Jean Stevenson yesterday, what an awesome woman of God, what an awesome vessel. Each and every person that came up said the same thing, that she was a servant, Lord. Bishop said, when I get to heaven, they're not going to call me bishop, but if he would just call me good servant, that's all I'm looking for. There are no titles in heaven, but God, we all want to get there, and we all want you to say, thou good and faithful servant. Sister Jean was a faithful servant. Help us to hold on to that legacy. Help us to hold on to that spirit, oh God, of service. To serve one another, to help esteem us others more highly than we try to esteem ourselves. God, she did it in every area of our lives when she was working with the children or working with hospitality or working in the ministry, Lord. She served your people. So when we lift up others, Lord, you take on us and you lift us up. Elevation comes from you. And so we must be about our Father's business in every area of our lives. Thank you for her example. Thank you for her life and legacy. And so we pray for her dear husband, who you have wrought in some good and mighty works, Lord. You've done some great things, God. The testimonies that he shared yesterday about being delivered from crack cocaine after 20 years of addiction, God, is a testimony that, God, I did not know about, but it's a testimony, God, that is just so awesome. You did that for him. You took the taste out of his mouth because the people of God were praying. He came into a prayer meeting, Lord. He came into a prayer meeting where the people of God were calling upon you. And you came in and you did miracles, signs, and wonders, and you turned his life around. But in this time of bereavement, God, he needs you even the more. So we ask that you breathe life into him, that you breathe courage into him. That you, God, that you surround him with your loving arms and comfort him like you've never comforted him before, and love on him and let him know and remind him that you are still there. Though his wife may be gone, God, you are a wife to the wifeless, Lord. You are the husband to the husbandless, God. You are that partner that he needs to continue to move forward, to press forward each and every day. As he yearns for and longs for his wife, be that answer for him, that he may not turn to the left or turn to the right, but that he may continue to keep his eyes and his heart focused in on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, breathe life into him. Breathe hope into him. Encourage him, God, to continue to trust in you and not to lean unto his own understanding. But in every situation, in everything that he can call upon you, you'll always answer him, Lord. You always show up because that's what you promised in your word that you would do. So strengthen him today. Encourage him today. Let him get a rest, Lord. Let him get a rest, God, today. And bless my dear brother. As you know what your plans are. You know what you're doing. You don't do anything that's wrong. So, God, help him to continue to look to the hills. Bless that family. Bless her children. Bless her siblings, Lord. I didn't know she had that many siblings. God, and foster siblings, Lord. Our step-siblings, God, bless that entire family, Mother Wilson as well. Encourage the hearts. Encourage that ministry, Lord, New Hope. Bless them, God. They suffered a great loss, Lord, but you're able to meet every need. You're able to fill every gap. Help someone to stand up, to rise up. To be that gap stander, God, the person that stands in the gap. God, help them to fulfill the role. They can't replace her, Lord, but they can step into the empty spot, Lord, and continue to work, God, that she left behind. Bless that ministry. Bless our bishop today. Continue to strengthen him, God. He looked good yesterday. It appears that he has gotten some rest. He's driven out that cold and driven out that sickness that had been ailing him for a long time. We pray for long life, Lord. We pray for strength, God, for our bishop today. We pray for, God, continue that you'll allow your anointing to run down his beard so that those that are connected to him, God, your anointing will fall afresh and fall on us as well. And as your anointing run down our beard, God, it's not a place to stop, Lord, but it's continue to run down to your people. God, continue to help us have a listening ear to hear as he gives us wisdom each and every time we see him. Bless Mother Thomas as well. Bless Mother Towns, Lord. Bless our jurisdiction. What a great celebration yesterday. We came from all points of this state to come celebrate together because we love one another. We are better together. As much as people think that they are islands upon their own selves, God, help us to understand that we are better together. Help us to continue to be willing to work with one another, to encourage one another, to build up one another. That we may fulfill your purpose, God. Your plan still is that everyone will hear about the gospel of Jesus Christ. So help us today to be just who you need us to be. Witnesses, lights, examples of you. Stir up in the midst of those that are falling away, God. That's the only thing I can say. You know who they are. You know what's going on in their lives. God, help today. Touch them today. Prick their hearts, oh God, today. Let them not get any rest, oh God, if they're out of place and outside of your will, Lord. We are better together. When we are connected, God, we are better together. Where two or three are gathering your name, you're there, you will be in the midst. But God, if people are missing, God, then we don't have the numbers that we need, Lord. Because you sent them here for a reason, Lord. And so, God, help us to be who we need to be. Help me to be the pastor you need me to be. Help me to be the husband you need me to be. Help me to be the father, God, that you need me to be today. That I may lead this people, the shepherd that you need me to be. That I may lead these people to the place of destiny, to the place of greatness that you have in store for this ministry and that you have in store for each and every one of our lives. I pray for every single member, Lord. You told me not to. You're directing me to do something a little bit different today. I pray for every single member. I pray for every single household. I pray for every single family that's attached to a member of this church. I pray for every single member that's attached. I pray for every single member, oh God, co-worker, oh God, attached to the members of this church. I pray for God, the co-workers, that you will bless them because they know somebody at this church. God, I pray, oh God, that you will bless us to spread your good news, to tell somebody about this ministry, God, because sheep must beget sheep, Lord. Help us to be bolder witnesses for you, Lord, that we may declare the good things and the great things that are going on here at Praise Center. Bless us as we go through this day. Bless us, God, later on this morning as Lady McCowan takes us into a coffee break. Then bless us as we assemble ourselves together later on tonight. For our prayer, praise, and study as we continue to celebrate your awesome word and apply your word to our hearts and learn your word in our hearts so that we might not sin against thee. Bless us, God. keep us. Bless Mother McCowan, God. Thank you for her allowing her to be here. Thank you for allowing her to be the mother that we need at this day and time. Bless each and every single member. We thank you now. We give your name glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for Bishop, oh God, Lewis. We thank you for Pastor Assistant Superintendent Calvin Harris. We thank you for Pastor Jones, those that have come and celebrated us with us on our family and friends. We look forward to the visit, God, from Pastor Hackett, and we look forward to what you have in store for us on this day. For I declare, God, that this is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice, and we shall be glad in it. We bless your name now, and we give you all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Amen.